Opposed? Minutes are approved.
Don't have any public comment, I don't think.
Nope. Your turn, Joe.
We have several purchases for your consideration this morning. The pre-agenda had all of them but one, and there's one additional that came in late that should be before you. I'll run through them. First one is for 911. It's for some installation of radio equipment at the 5 PSAPs. I think last month we did the mobile radios. Is this associated with that, or is it something different?
Yes, the installation portion of the radio project that we approved up to $20,000 for, and the project came in at $425,000.
So. Okay.
Very good. Any questions?
The circuit clerk, we have some, is this antivirus software? Yes. Is that what it is?
It is.
It is. Antivirus software. If there's any questions, Dean or Timothy can answer them.
Any questions?
With the detention home, they have 6 replacement computers along the lines of what we've been doing around here the last year, replacing all of our PCs. With facilities management, Kurt is doing a replacement of the fire alarm at the Wood River facility. Kurt, do you mind just giving us a description?
Yeah, this is the rest of the first floor smoke detectors and the basement smoke detectors.
When this is done, are we completely done out there with the full replacement?
There'll be one more.
One more. And the city of Wood River will be happy.
Yes.
Right? Good. Health department's buying some more influenza vaccine. And then with the highway department, they are purchasing some glass beads for their pavement line markers. And I'm not sure how this works, but Mark is here. If anybody would like to have this explained.
Right now, this is beads that go on the paint. You spray the paint, and then you drop the beads on top of it, and that helps the line reflect at nighttime. This is a state bid item. We went along with the state bid this year.
Okay, thank you. Any questions, or Mark?
At the jail and the sheriff's office, we have 2 maintenance renewals. One for the fingerprint machine, and the other one is for the recording system.
Was this an annual renewal?
Every year.
Okay.
And then also with the Sheriff's Department, it looks like we're equipping the 10 new vehicles we purchased with all the essential needed equipment, and there's 2 different purchases associated with that. If you have any questions about them, Brad, I'm sure, can answer them.
No questions?
If I had to do it all over again, I'd sell Starcom. Instead of T-shirts. Yeah. It's a racket.
With the treasurer's office, we have a custom web design consultant proposal, and this came up in the tax cycle committee yesterday, and I asked, and the tax cycle committee was supposed to also approve it, but there were some questions because we weren't aware of this proposal, so they deferred it to the finance committee, and I asked the treasurer's office to get together with the IT department, because as the committee may recall, I believe it was in December, we also hired a consultant to redesign all the county websites, all the web pages, and it appeared that this was duplicating what we were doing. So I know a meeting did take place, and I also asked Timothy to bring it up at the IT committee, and then he would report to this committee, and then if you guys have any questions of him or Mr. Prinzler, we can go from there. So, Timothy, can you kind of explain the differences of what we're doing and what this proposal is and all that?
Right. We had a meeting with yesterday, the IT committee to kind of discuss it. It was just an informational meeting. It was basically, I was just briefing them on what the county has done so far. With the county website, we've contracted with a company to redesign the entire county's website. So the idea is to get all the websites, all the separate websites, kind of underneath an umbrella. It's a general county website. And really, that's the meeting we had. You know, yesterday was just information that we're moving forward with that. Currently, we have formed a design committee for the county site. We just formed it. We're getting ready to go through the process of working out a questionnaire for the vendor on how we want to go with it. You know, and that's kind of the status.
So what's the difference between what we're already doing and what this proposal does?
I'm not sure specifically. Like I said, with the meeting we had, it was more informational and everything, kind of what was going on. We're doing a new website, and I think the proposal that they have for the treasurer's department is to redo the treasurer's website itself, as opposed to we're doing the main county one.
Okay. I guess the question, and this is what the tax act for me, that are we spending the money twice for the same or similar product?
We need to ask Kurt what it is that he's wanting that the county is not offering.
Well, what we have, I think, right now, we've seen a huge increase in the number of electronic payments. We've had a 40% increase. And keep in mind, too, that in terms of who is our customer, the county collects about 9% of the real estate taxes. That's for the county. 91% of the money that we collect goes to other, primarily school districts and other tax communities throughout the county. We are, you remember the movie Oklahoma, and there's someone that says, well, in Kansas City, they've gone about as far as they can go. Well, that's how we feel in the treasurer's office, believe it or not, in 2014, because the technology has been going up at a very quick pace, and that means electronic payments. And so what we need to do is we need to have a website that adapts to that. Now, as far as what Timothy told us yesterday is that I think even according to your most optimistic projections, you're not going to be done with this website until July 31st. Is that correct?
That's our date we're shooting for.
Now, and that is the county main website. We have special needs. We need a higher security level, and we need something dealing with electronic payments at a very high level, which is right now, we have, I think, four different departments other than ours that have contracted with outside vendors for county websites. Is that correct?
Currently, there are more than four, but yes, they're separate.
And so that's what we have decided is we have special needs. Again, 91% of our customers, as we look at it, is really outside the county. And we need higher, we need just a higher security level than what is kind of a background security in the county. And that's something that's... Security is always, as we talked to Timothy, always kind of a moving target. And Doug has been involved. Doug Hume has been involved in the details. Doug, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, well, currently payments on credit cards come under PCI standards. These are payment card industry standards. And we don't meet those in the county, particularly with security and so forth. And we need to make sure we do that. That could open us up for litigation, all sorts of things.
So today, all the payments that we take are not compliant.
Not all of them. We need to make sure that our payments currently, almost all of them, I'd say pretty much all of them are. But we have some improvements to do. I think, Timothy, you can address this as well.
Yes, I do. PCI compliancy is actually a project that's been put on hold. The IT department is pushing forward with because of the Windows XP swap out. So much of IT department's resources would be geared towards that we're focusing on that. But in the meeting, PCI came up, and as soon as the Windows XP swap out happens, IT department is going to be spearheading a PCI compliancy project for the county. So all of this is going to be looked at.
So
because the treasurer's department isn't the only one that accepts payments or has ties to vendors that accept payments for the county.
Right.
And this has never been addressed at the county, and
there was a statement that we're not compliant now.
We need to have the highest level of security.
Well, I agree, but we have compliance now. We'd like to increase that.
Well, I think Timothy can speak to some certain.
With the new setup, Timothy, we will be able to be compliant as he's talking about.
That's it's kind of a technical question because the website itself, when you're talking about PCI compliancy, you're talking about all sorts of different stuff, not only how the payments are accepted, but what information you have on hand in the department and how it's handled and everything like that. So really, when you're talking about PCI compliancy, it's not just about the website. It's about more of the practices and how you're handling the data and everything like that. So they kind of go hand in hand. The new website and the PCI compliancy are kind of two separate things that kind of go together.
In the next 5 years, we're going to handle maybe up to $2 billion. So we need to make sure we have the highest level of security. And given that large figure... Okay, and we deal with the Bank of Edwardsville hand in hand as far as security and so forth, and we're working with them as far as their recommendations and so forth to make sure that we have the highest level of security. I think we need a upgrade on our website.
I wanted to add one thing, and that is that As far as security, I'd say it's a moving target. And I think, Timothy, you would agree with me, correct?
Yes.
I think we've seen some very excellent companies that have been hit this year, Target, Schnucks. And as far as our relationship with the Bank of Edwardsville, which is outstanding, I think they also view it as a work in progress every day in terms of that we're working on. But I will say that we need our website up and operational May 1st. And so we're happy that the background of the website, that I do think that as a county treasurer, I think we have special needs that we have saved money wherever possible. I mean, when I first came in here, we saved $30,000 on the printing and postage for the tax bill, and then we saved another $15,000, so that's a total of $45,000 saved in comparison to where we were in fiscal year 2010. In terms of our treasurer's admin, we've reduced it from, it was $1,092,000, minus the two payroll employees who were taken out of my office, that reduced it to about $1,000,000. And we've reduced that by $300,000, so we have a budget of... that's been, I think, unprecedented in terms of cost savings. But as I've mentioned at length in the Tax Cycle Committee, and I think Timothy has heard me, and also we've had outstanding results with IT, when we have computers that need to be XP upgraded, I am not a person to object to that in terms of... But where we have a security issue... That's where we need to spend money. I have tried to save money wherever possible in the treasurer's office, but this is, in the grand scheme of things, when you're saving $300,000 a year in the treasurer's admin budget, when we've reduced our printing and postage budget and by 52% in comparison to where we were in fiscal year 2010, I wouldn't be here if we didn't need it.
So you don't feel that our IT department can provide you the security that you need?
I believe that IT has a huge job, and I think they're doing a very good job. I think that security is a moving target, and we need to be vigilant every day.
Security is a moving target, and I'm very familiar with PCI. I deal with that in my business. Mm-hmm. But I guess the question I have is, we have a system in place that you're concerned about today? Or do we have time?
We look at security every week. I mean, we just... Dang it, I can tell you that Bank of Edwardsville is an outstanding company, but I know that they've been encrypting their emails, and we've started to do that. We did that as a treasurer's department.
You didn't answer my question. Is there a concern with the system we have today, the security that we have today office?
We need to always be improving our system.
Okay. Why May 1st?
Because we're going to be sending out tax bills in May.
Money starts rolling in, large amounts of money.
When we send out our tax bills, the payments...
And we're really...
How long have we been using this system that you're currently on?
Oh, we upgrade our system all the time as far as how we're taking payments.
Right, but we've been doing electronic payments for how long in the county?
Well, we're one of the first
this last year we used the Forte system, which was an improvement.
Just give us a year. When did it start? What's the...
We used Forte for the first time last year.
Okay.
But prior to that, I mean, the previous treasurers had electronic payments set up too.
Okay.
So I can't tell what year they started doing it.
And so this isn't new. We've been doing this.
Yeah, you know,
and
this... Here's the concern. The security thing needs to be worked out. Everybody agrees in this room on that. What this proposal does is breaks out the treasurer's web page into their own service. It even has something there where they would go out and have their own hosting service, which would be a waste because we can do it for free. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to get all these departments, instead of branching out and spending money and duplicating, that all come under the same umbrella. And if there's security issues that need to be addressed, we certainly need to be on top of that. But as far as the web service, the design of it, the information and all that, we're trying to coordinate that where everybody's on the same page. We're not spending more money than we need to. And the public has one source to go to, and everything looks the same, and they're not confused and all that. Well, that's kind of the goal of what we're doing here.
When you look at PCI compliance, it's not just for... this office, it would be for more than one office.
Correct.
So to me, it would be really fall under IT domain to make sure that we're PCI compliant. And there's different requirements for PCI compliance for the different departments. I think we have to be careful that we don't have all the different organizations going out trying to make sure that they're compliant. I think it has to fall under one umbrella.
Well, Ian, I think that, number one, let me address that hosting. Right now we have our website is for, the DevNet website is hosted with DevNet. So, Joe, it's not hosted in the county. It's hosted by DevNet. And I think that's the place it should be hosted. Nothing against our IT department, but I think that's where it's better hosted.
And I guess, Joe, too, if our website and so forth, our payment system is hosted within the county, that's going to put us at a higher level of having PCI compliance, as Timothy would know.
Right. Well, none of the payment acceptance sites are hosted in the county.
Right.
The information website. All of it, every system that accepts a payment is through a third-party vendor, and it's hosted and taken care of, you know, at the vendor site. It's not. We don't have any direct payments coming in electronically to the county where we hold that credit card information. It's all going to a third-party vendor.
It's all the under the IT, all the web pages like mine, all the other elected officials, are they all going to look the same?
The design, the background, and all that, yes, that's what we're driving for. The content itself, every department will be different. The departments drive the content and how it all works and everything. But the design and the layout and the capabilities of the website will all be the same.
Okay.
Just $110,000. Okay. Is your site going to look like everybody else's site, or is it going to look different?
It'll be specifically designed for what we do as a veterans office. But again, if we're talking about cost savings here, I just want to reiterate that what we've saved in Treasurer's Admin has been over $300,000 a year. What we've saved in training hosting has been 52%. We've reduced our budget by 52%, and
That's not relevant.
We're going to have an $18.8 million jail bond, which is going to be on the ballot, which was the attempt was to get that by the taxpayers without voter approval.
That's out of order.
We're here today because we have a job to do in the Treasurer's Office, and that the county only receives about 9% of the tax money. And so that's, who is our customer? The customer, the largest recipient of real estate taxes is the Edwardsville School District at $49 million and many others. And we have to do that job securely, and we have to do that. We have 137,000 tax parcels out there, and we need to do that in a secure and efficient way. So we need to run our office.
We started working on this with IT quite a while back, just kind of figuring out how to get everybody under one big source, if I'm not mistaken. And in December, whenever that came about, I was really excited to see that, mainly because one of the problems that we face is with elected officials owning their own web page. A lot can happen in an election. I mean, you know, something could happen in November where now we're stuck with a web page that was designed specifically to custom fit someone who may not be there any longer. And I think that this ends up being a huge issue down the road, you know, in any office, that it should all fall under IT so that we don't have things like that happen. I don't want to spend the money and then have it, you know, not be under IT, because then we're going to pay more to correct that in the future. It's just kind of a never-ending cycle.
Jack. Who is this Click Studios?
Lisa.
I agree with some of what you're saying. I was wondering if within the Treasurer's Department that you couldn't work on the security issues right now and maybe hold off on some of the design. I think when you started this project for redoing the website, that maybe our lack of timing to talk to all the elected officials about this was maybe a little slow, that maybe we could have got them on board so they knew sooner, so that could be, you know, addressed.
Joe,
maybe he didn't know about all that in the beginning. But I guess I'm just wondering if we can do some of the security part now and wait on some of the design, and maybe get together and work with IT as a team. if that's possible.
Well, I know in the past, just in the recent past, there has been other elected officials who have contacted IT that wanted to do a web page that they've actually said, hey, can we hold off because we're going to be setting this up? So I think it's all in the communication there. And
I think it was.
You know, there wasn't any.
And there was some miscommunication.
Sure.
But, you know, we're all trying to work to the greater good.
How many elected officials have joined in doing this?
Well, I think she had a question, which didn't get answered, but let me...
Okay.
We have been going around talking to all the department heads and elected officials. All fairness to the treasurer's office, we hadn't gotten to them. So the miscommunication was there.
Well, it was mentioned that
we have a May 1st deadline. And so if we would have been talking about this in December, we still would have said,
late.
And Timothy, isn't that true? I mean, we need to do a lot of work beginning May 1st. And we talked about that yesterday.
What's the deadline for what?
Having our website up and going.
So our current website won't handle.
It's been working in the past.
Our current website doesn't work.
We are improving it.
But what won't work as of May 1st? If this isn't done by May 1st, what won't work?
We have to have additional things to do the job properly. We've been improving our website. We've been improving our routines and our practices every year. So, and that's just...
What about the question of that Lisa asked, can we work on the security now and that'll give us time to let the other effort do whatever redesign you need?
Well, we're talking about, we could go on and on about, we want to use WordPress, which is something that we consider the best software.
There's a lot of technical issues, and we could really go down that rabbit hole, particularly the proprietary side. You know, even with our money being spent locally versus going to Michigan, there's a lot of issues we can go down, and we could be here for a long time. You know, I know we're very knowledgeable on this issue, and as far as the treasurer's office, and I guess that's the reason why we're asking for this money.
Well, this money is something that we need to operate our office. That's all there is to it.
Who is this Clicked Studios?
They're a local web development firm.
Did you go with other? Were there other bids?
There's other companies out there, but they do particular stuff. We interviewed other companies, but when it comes to certainly what fits what the treasurer's office needs, and to keep the money local, which is a big thing, Kurt has been trying to do with our investments or money.
I think it ought to be tabled.
Oh, I do too. Annette,
I have a question from since we're self-funded on our liability program, and Timothy and I have kind of had some discussions about cyber insurance and exposures there. I know that Jennifer just got back from a seminar as well, and I think we were planning to have a meeting to talk about this some more because this opens us up to a huge amount of liability. I have not seen an agreement from this current host, you know, whoever's hosting you guys. Currently, I haven't seen the agreement. I haven't seen any sort of agreement as to what our indemnification, you know, are they going to agree to indemnify us if something happens with these upgrades or anything? I haven't seen any of that information to see if that meets any of the standards that we require under our self-funded liability program.
I'll make a motion we table this until we can...
I second it.
I don't want to table it.
No. You don't?
Mm-mm. I would like to separate it from the rest of this, though. Well, now there's a motion on the table.
I withdraw mine.
Okay. Well, the last resolution, if I may, is with the county clerk's department, and they're also replacing PCs to be compliant with the program that we're following through here. There's 16 of them that's being replaced. And Debbie's here if there's any questions.
Yeah. Read that again, Jill. I'm sorry.
The county clerk has a proposal to replace 16 PCs to make them compliant with everything we're doing.
Very good. Yeah.
Chairman, this will finish out the department as far as the replacement of the PCs, as Joe said, to bring us in compliance with the new Windows opportunity. This is in addition to the 17 laptops that we've already currently replaced and the 5 workstations. So this will finish out my office. And the money is available through our capital expenditure request.
Okay. Is there any questions at that moment? Okay.
I'd like to request that we pull the treasurer's request separately.
Okay. Can we get a motion to accept the rest of the...
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Doc, second by Kelly. Any further discussion? Kelly?
No.
Ann?
I mean, I'm sorry.
Ann?
Yes.
Yes.
You don't get the vote.
Yeah, before you vote on the other
we'll discuss.
I like the Lisa came up with a comment. Is there a way that we can look at the security fee? Is there a way that you can help her office look at the security procedures now? Is there something that we could do using the IS department to work with what Mr. Prenzler is saying as far as security?
Well, I mean, I will say this. The meeting that we had was basically an informational. It wasn't a detailed technical meeting, so...
You know, and I don't know enough technical. Would you be willing to sit down with them and go over some of the technical things?
We sat down yesterday, but I maintain that this is necessary for me to do my job as a treasurer.
Okay. Now.
Yeah. One other comment.
Okay. Okay.
When you were talking about the bid process, there's many times I've been in this meeting in the county that bids weren't or change to go with a different company. So
usually that's after there's multiple bids or if there's somebody that's specific in this. I thought maybe this was a security company that does website security. That was my question.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. We got a can we get a motion to accept the treasurer's purchase?
So, let me understand this. We're duplicating and we're paying twice?
Well, that's what's debated here.
I think we need to look at the technical issues, the PCI compliance, how it affects the county, not just the treasurer's office.
So it dies from a lack of emotion. Okay. Rick, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have no motel tax reconciliation report this month. We do have one refund from the special service area payable to an individual for $341.46. This refund is due for an overpayment on an account. I move for your approval on that. And I also have the summary report of claims and transfers for February 2014. I move for your approval on that, Mr. Chairman.
Get a motion?
So moved. Second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Doc?
Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
Larry? You're in. Safety and risk. You been on vacation?
No, I haven't.
I'm
just trying to spend any money.
All right.
Apparently, she's been reading briefs on how to keep things secure. Well done.
any new business? Any new business? If none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.